Talk Radio 640 WGST.
Sully Show, each weekday, noon to 2, and every Friday, just after 1 o'clock, our weekly visit with Rick Limpert, covering sports, technology, and lots of other great stuff. Follow him on Twitter, his handle, Rick Roswell. And rather than an undisclosed location of a Starbucks, we find you today on the campus of Emory University. What's going on, Rick?
Yeah, very near there. Just a couple preparation meetings for a few things coming up. Hopefully I'll be able to talk about pretty soon. But you don't find me inside the perimeter for a full day that often. But here I am today, and things are getting busy this spring, so all good.
And when we do find you inside the perimeter, it is usually shrouded in mystery, Rick, and you're doing a great job concealing exactly what it is that's going on. Well, happy Friday to you, and we are going to talk, as you just mentioned, about spring. It is springtime for Rick Limpert and technology. The baseball is cranking up, pitchers and catchers down there, and we're getting ready to play ball. And lots of other things are going on as spring approaches here.
Yeah, hope springs eternal, Sully, for all the Major League Baseball teams, including our Atlanta Braves this spring. And that also means a bunch of new technology being introduced come this baseball season.
Well, I hope that hope springs eternal for the Braves, although I really kind of think that we're not going to recognize many of the names that we're going to see at the positions when they take the field this year.
Yeah, there may be a leak in the spring this year for the Braves, but it's the last season at Turner Field, so a little nostalgia. I know it's only been around for about 20 years, but we'll see what happens with the Braves this year.
Absolutely, and one of the key points in any baseball team, and the talk certainly in spring training, who's going to be in the starting rotation as the season begins, who the opening day pitcher will be. Well, when all pitchers take the mound, we could be seeing some new protective headwear for pitchers perhaps in the near future here.
Yeah, something we've never seen before at the professional level of baseball, Sully. It's kind of a protective sort of helmet for pitchers because of the velocity that balls are coming back up the box now. It's extremely dangerous almost to be a pitcher these days, and protecting your head is ultimate concern of Major League Baseball. So a company called Boom Bang has designed a kind of a helmet with the top cut off, so it kind of looks like a hat, and it's specifically made for the particular pitcher. They get the exact measurements and specifications, and it's there to protect the pitchers in case they're struck in the head. And there's a couple of Major League pitchers already that have expressed interest in this.
It looks kind of like a batting helmet that is kind of just wrapping around the head, almost like a visor. Like, imagine a plastic, imagine Steve Spurrier along the sidelines in football, and just make that a little bit harder and padded on the inside. That's almost what this kind of looks like. And while it is going to be great to protect the heads of these pitchers, let's just make it clear that this is not regular traditional fashion, and this should not be worn out on a Friday or any other night.
I can't wait to see the first frat guy at Buckhead wearing one of these out, Sully. But yeah, it's not making a really great fashion statement. But with concussion problems in sports throughout the world, this is maybe a step in a direction of protecting the players in the field a little more on the baseball side.
Talking with Rick Limpert, as we do every Friday, just after 1 o'clock here on 640 WGST. I am not really a big believer in adult males wearing jerseys, with the exception of maybe to a baseball game, but still, I think we look kind of silly. I know I look silly in some jerseys. I do own a few of them, but there's a new cool-based technology in jerseys, and these are going to make people more comfortable as they sit in the stands, especially during spring training where it can be really hot down there.
Well, and the players, too, Sully. The players are going to be trying this cool-based technology in their jerseys in the hot temps of Florida and Arizona for spring training. So a polyester performance mesh, this is common in a lot of golf shirts now and T-shirts. Cool-based technology helps wick away the moisture and sweat, keeps you dry, comfortable, and cool. So this is kind of going to be tried out in spring training, and these jerseys are going to be available at various retailers like Fanatics.com for people to buy and enjoy the benefits of.
Rick, what jersey would you be purchasing if you were buying one today?
I'm not really a jersey person either, Sully. You'd have to talk. My brother is a jersey person. I don't know what that says about him, but I don't know. I like the old style Milwaukee Brewers jerseys, like from the 80s.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was a fan, a big fan of the Brewers, and maybe a Raleigh Fingers jersey from 82, the Milwaukee Brewers, that'd be kind of nostalgic for a guy like me.
I really like the old school, like from a couple of years ago, away Atlanta Braves jersey, and I really like the away Boston Red Sox jersey, too. Just that classic gray and just the logo on front with the Atlanta. I just love it. I think it looks good.
Yeah, when you're asking about jerseys, I'm not probably the guy to ask. Like, so I like the traditional, I like Penn State's football jersey, Alabama's football jersey, just basic, traditional. That's been the jersey for 100 years. I like that.
Absolutely, me too. Let's see, there's a new pitching machine coming, a three-wheeled pitching machine. How is this going to help batters taking swings in the cage?
Well, helping batters and catchers, too, as opposed to the old two-wheel machines we've seen at batting cages forever. Now there's a three-wheel machine. So this machine will now throw cutters and sliders at major league speeds to the players, and then also on and off the edge of the plate. So it's very specific on where the ball is delivered. And they're using it. Some teams are using it for catchers to help with their technique and get ready for simulated games and the real game, getting them in shape, too. So a pitching machine that that serves a lot of purposes here coming this year.
Some of that technology is absolutely fascinating, how these machines are devised and the accuracy that they have. Really interesting stuff. Minnesota Twins are going to be, again, employing something and try and prevent injuries. Tell us about that.
Yeah, technology from Kinduck Technologies. This is all about preventing and getting people back from injury. So they have a technology that not only provides product, but then also gives information about athletes and the players. And the software helps to organize, collect, and share the data on a centralized platform so people know, you know, maybe past injuries the players had. And they can use this technology to modernize their performance and training techniques. So, you know, looking at individual players, this is really key. Now, these players are investments for these teams, worth a lot of money, and they're doing everything they can to protect their investments.
It's been a lot of talk, Rick, about using protective netting around the first and third base side. Obviously, you have protective netting and more than that even sometimes behind home plate as balls make their way very rapidly into the stands. We've seen some injuries over the past couple of years that have been tragic and really severe. Teams are going to try rolling out some of this new technology in spring training.
Yep, including the Cubs. Now, Major League Baseball, back in December, they kind of, from the commissioner's office, they kind of made a point that they would like all the Major League teams to go to this protective netting. It's not required, but some of the teams have made the decision. The Cubs are going to try it in spring training at their first 15 games. It's a little different view now for the players that are behind this netting. You're going to see more netting in place, and it's going to be a little bit of an adjustment. So this is something that concerns Major League Baseball teams because the people that pay the big money for those seats that are usually behind this netting, they don't want to alienate those people or lose those people or not give them the value what they're paying. So there's going to be some trial and error. I think there's going to be a couple different types of netting tried, but this is something where Major League Baseball wants to protect not only the players, but the fans as well.
And the other part of all of that is the fact that so many people who are sitting down that close are often buried in their phones, checking Twitter, and that's a part of consuming games and other things these days. But the reality is a lot of people are just not paying attention, even the ones who are down that close.
A lot more injuries now, Sully. You're right. In the old days, people were paying attention to the game, you know, carrying on a conversation, but we didn't have that phone to be a crutch for us. Now, like you said, with people taking pictures, selfies, looking at their phones, it's dangerous. You have to be aware of where the ball is and what's going on at a Major League Baseball game, or your subject to get hurt. So that's great advice, Sully.
Rick is an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and Sports contributor, one of our regulars, been with us for a long time here on 640 WGSD. Always grateful to chat with him each and every Friday just after 1 o'clock. Remember, you can follow Rick on Twitter, his handle Rick Roswell, also a regular contributor at GA Followers, Everything Georgia, Georgia Followers, GAFollowers.com. Big weekend, Rick, before we wrap up down in Atlanta Motor Speedway. Looks like the weather's going to be great for the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 on Sunday.
Yep, I'm happy for the people and the fans at AMS. It should be a nice weekend. And I have a big article out today on GAFollowers.com on a couple of the young guns in NASCAR from the state of Georgia that are moving up the ranks, and two great guys I had a chance to spend some time with this week, and invite everyone to read that article. These are stars in the making on the NASCAR circuit from the state of Georgia.
And again, you can check that piece out. That's on GAFollowers.com. A lot of people are going to be cheering on Chase Elliott this weekend, that's for sure.
I'm rooting for him. He's a real likable guy, a young guy, and he's another star. He's a can't miss star in NASCAR. So good lineage too.